Just this past Saturday, I had the great privilege of getting an up-close view of a most interesting waterside resident roosting right along Richardson Bay. Although not a water bird, belted kingfishers are remarkable fishers with some pretty cool adaptations. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This is Bay Birds. Belted kingfishers are medium-sized birds with a proportionally large, bluish, shaggy crested head. My kids decided this crest looked very much like a mohawk, especially when the wind blew, and this fact kept them both amused and observant for well over 10 minutes. Belted kingfishers also have a long, thick bill, excellent for catching their aquatic prey, and a small white spot at the base of their bill by each eye. Their back is slate blue, and they have an accenting slate blue breastband across their white belly. This is all topped off by their white throat and collar. Although for most birds the males have the showy colors, not so for the belted kingfishers. For this species, the females get to show off with an additional reddish-brown or rufous band across their belly and rufous coloring along the sides of their belly. Showy females aren't their only cool trait. Two of its toes are fused together to form a shovel of sorts. This shovel is used to dig upward-sloping nest burrows in primarily sandy banks along streams, rivers, lakes, and estuaries. The upward slope helps ensure water doesn't enter the nest and chill the eggs or young. Pretty darn cool. If you want to try and spot a belted kingfisher, you won't need to go too far. The one I spotted was just hanging around the docks in Sausalito, and in case you aren't nearby, they're relatively common throughout North America. They can be spotted along freshwater and saltwater shorelines and wetlands and only require sand or dirt banks for their nests and clear water to view their prey swimming by. Their preferred entree are small fish, but they may feed on aquatic invertebrates, crayfish, frogs, tadpoles, and other water critters they happen upon. The good news is that belted kingfishers appear to be less susceptible to environmental contaminants than other fish-eating birds. Perhaps this is because they primarily feed on small fish, and small fish may not accumulate as much contamination in their systems as larger fish. However, loss of preferred bank habitats for nesting may become a significant factor in limiting their success if habitat protection and restoration does not occur. If you have a little time in the next few weeks, you should try heading out to the bay and see if you can find a belted kingfisher to observe for a while. As with many other birds, you may discover its presence by hearing it before you actually spy it. It has a loud, rattling cry, most often given in flight, and the chance to observe it hunt is well worth the time. Belted kingfishers will carefully watch the water from either a perch or from the air, and once a target is in sight, they hover over the water, then plunge in headfirst to catch their fish, somehow managing not to completely go underwater. Once they come up with their catch, they'll often pound it upon their perch to kill it before swallowing it down. Quite a show for the whole family. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.